Steve River Show. I am Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve on this Friday. If you were hoping for Steve, sorry, you got me. But we have good news for you. You also have our next guest, who's a licensed attorney, real estate broker, and a member of the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners. Pretty much a jack of all trades if you want to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Steve Doolin joining the show again. Steve, how you doing?
Great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I know Gruber refers to you as Doolin. So if that's how we're going to keep things going, I think I just might do that if that's all right with you.
Sure enough, Wiggins.
So we came across this article. The one I read was in The Hill. And it's basically saying that the men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Whitmer are saying the FBI set them up. Now, you are an attorney, and we all know the term entrapment, and that's essentially what these guys are saying. What's the deal here? Do they have a case? Is there something more to be looked at here?
Well, that certainly is an argument to be made. It's not my case. I haven't seen all the evidence, though. I got to say, I'm starting to feel old. One of the attorneys on this case is one of my former law students, and if that doesn't make you feel old, I don't know what does. But the argument is for entrapment that the government essentially created the crime. The idea is that government informants can only go so far in participating in the planning stages of a crime. Government informants have been incredibly useful in many areas, including, you know, generations ago, breaking up most of the power of the mafia in the U.S. But if the government informant is basically driving the process forward and creating a crime where there wouldn't otherwise be one, then entrapment is a valid defense. And, you know, the devil's in the details, and we certainly haven't seen those yet, but it is a viable defense if it can be proven.
Right. And the article's saying, and I guess you and I are on the same page, which is what we've seen so far is whatever's public. But they're saying at least 12 FBI informants were involved in the investigation, many more than what was claimed, or at least thought to be in the beginning. One of the defendants in the case is saying one of the informants paid for travel, rose to second in command in this quote-unquote group, and even helped encourage the group and led military-style trainings for the plot. Now, I think you and I, it goes unsaid. Doesn't need to be said, but I think you and I both can agree that this, anybody willing to participate in this or go along with it is a nut job, and they should be labeled as such if they are in fact guilty of this. But I mean, the involvement here by the FBI is, I mean, and this is an article from The Hill. So, I mean, this isn't some, you know, right wing rag or something like that. This is The Hill out of DC, and They're reporting the facts so far as we know them.
Yeah, it looks like we've got a viable defense here, and you know the question is always what can be proven. And goodness knows, you know, I've been misquoted myself in print more often than not when I've done print interviews. So I'm skeptical of every level of print media, to be honest. In fact, you know, the joke I make is the only time I am quoted 100% accurately is when I am on the radio, because I say what I say and I'm stuck with it. But if you see a quote from anybody in print, I'm suspicious, because there's always a little bit of paraphrasing that goes on. So I'm extremely skeptical because of my life experiences thus far.
Right.
But it's certainly fascinating, and it certainly does look like, you know, based on the reporting, that there's something there. There's something worth looking into.
Well,
not just puffery.
Right, Right. Well, while I have you, of course, there was the, I don't know if you saw it. I don't know what you tend to do on Wednesday evenings, but on Wednesday evening, President Biden did a town hall on CNN with Don Lemon. And one of the questions he was asked was about firearms. And he was very proud to say that he helped lead the charge to ban assault weapons and essentially said, very eloquently put, guns that can fire 20, 30, 40, 50, 120 rounds, like 9mm and rifles, shouldn't be in the hands of people, essentially. Outside of not knowing how firearms actually work in certain circumstances, what's any response to what the president was saying, this administration's record on guns so far?
Of course, we all know it's a lot easier to demonize guns than it is to actually talk about the root causes of crime problems. Crime is actually multifaceted, complicated. The main root cause is, as near as the research shows, of most so-called gun crime or gun violence is actually the drug prohibition scheme that's in place in the U.S. Because if you actually take drug gang violence out of the equation, the odds of being involved in some kind of a criminal shooting event drop extremely low, and the odds of being murdered by a random stranger with a firearm drop down pretty close to being struck by lightning. If you're not involved in the drug trade, it's almost non-existent as long as you don't shoot yourself, because two-thirds of all gun violence is suicide. So it's a lot easier just to say guns and just to try to scare folks who don't really understand guns and how they operate and shout out numbers and say things like 9mm and 20 rounds.
Right.
It's propaganda, essentially, but it sounded more like he was talking about magazines than guns in that particular clip.
Right. Well, you always come with the facts, Steve, and that's why we like you here. Thanks for coming aboard today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
Jeff Wiggins for Steve Gruber.